Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast. Right,
5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. If you missed it earlier in the Circle of Swarm, I didn't put Derek Barnett in, okay? I put Tim Settle in for ruining a Hall of Famer. Should Barnett be in the Circle of Swarm for the scoop and score this week? Maybe in the opinion of some, he should. But it's the opinion of two people, me and Seth. And I was the last one to make a pick.
And also, remember, though, too, this is one where I think Tim Settle has deserved acknowledgement and yet has not been on the Circle of Swarm. But so it's not always about the previous week's performance.
He actually has once or twice.
It's everything. Shut up. So that's this. Damn it, Sean.
I know. I'm too honest. Sorry.
So Danico Autry, if he keeps it up. If he has another caused fumble, recovered fumble.
No. Derek Barnett. You said Danico Autry.
No, I said Danico. Excuse me. I meant Derek Barnett. Yeah. Has Derek Barnett been in the Circle of Swarm?
Never. No, he's not been in. Yeah.
All right. That's what I meant. Yeah. So 100%. We're good there.
Yeah.
So Derek Barnett has not been in the Circle of Swarm, yet he's done when he's swarm-like things, and everything fell apart. It was such a bad decision that I can't even think straight in trying to defend you.
I was just going to read a couple of the texts here. Barnett is number one in the Circle of Swarm. Just make it a list of seven. It's not the U.S. Constitution. Just add Barnett. Okay, we're getting a lot of this. Just make it seven. We got somebody here.
Listen. And plus, you're the guy said if it was the U.S. Constitution, we could change the rules.
We cannot
change the rules for the Circle of Swarm.
Right. Like this.
It's not the Constitution. Is damn right. We're not malleable. Damn it.
It's my favorite. Well, actually, you've had ever. Well, actually, you can change the Constitution. should be eight, not six in the Circle of Swarm. I read that one to you during the break, and you had the best comment follow up to that. Like, this is not expanding the playoffs. It's the Circle of Swarm. Yeah. It's six, and it's always going to be six. Okay.
Plus, if it were eight, all you're doing is it's okay. So we made we could have had two more to screw up. It doesn't change the fact that somebody was left out of the Circle of
y'all
Swarm who deserved to be in the Circle of Swarm.
Until it's 53 in the Circle of Swarm, y'all are going to be mad about somebody being left out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, people are guessing at my tease, so let's get to it here. We had Nick Caserio on the show yesterday. My tease to this was, after hearing Nick Caserio talk about this player, I think it's a lock that he is getting a second contract as soon as he is eligible to get a second contract. Here's Nick Caserio on Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, JP's been awesome. I mean, you ask anybody in the building like what he means to our team, and you're going to get nothing but glowing remarks and positives. He plays the right way, got the right mindset. He's impactful with the plays. You know, I think every player, you're going to have plays, you know, either give up some plays, want some plays back. But just his energy, his mindset, his physicality, his effort, his playmaking ability. I want to say he's our leading tackler. Or something. I mean, he's close. I think him and Henry are close. But he impacts the game in a positive way when he's on the field, and his attitude is infectious. I mean, last year was 1,000. Like, we'll take 2,000 Jalen Petries on this football team. So he's embraced the role. It's different than the role last year, but we've figured out that this is the best thing for him and for the football team. And he's gone out there and made play after play after play in each game. So, you know, we're fortunate. We feel like we have a number of good football players on this football team. You know, JP certainly high on the list.
I think the biggest thing about Petrie is that, and this is where I get excited about how they're using him, is that because he is a really bright kid, they're going to be able to expand on this. As long as D'Amico is in charge of the defense from year to year, the ways they'll be able to disguise him, the way they'll be able to have him start near the line and then cover deep and vice versa, I think it's going to grow, you know, and you don't want to, you know, get too far ahead of yourself, but his versatility and his ability mentally to be able to pick up and do multiple different things from week to week. Last year, you would see it kind of almost work against him because he was a young player who was trying to sometimes guess and play tendencies, and he was getting burned on double moves. Yeah. This year, I think it's a better suit for him. Both what they're asking him to do mentally and physically, it's the exact right fit.
Is there a way to work around the deficiency of him when he's playing in that slot, when he's playing that nickel, and he gets stuck in situations where he's in coverage? That's not his strong suit. Is there a way to game plan around that, or is that just collateral damage you have to live with?
Yeah, I think there's things you can do when you rotate the coverages. So it looks, especially when you make it look like he's going to be in man, you hopefully maybe dupe people into that working against him. And then the fact that he blitzes from that position makes it a little bit tougher. So it's a kind of the cat and mouse of D'Amico knowing that sometimes Petrie out there is a liability, so you put him in the situations where it looks like the offense is going to see that he's in a bad situation, but that's when you shift at the line of shift at the snap. So those types of things, and they have done that. It's just a matter of doing it more and more to where just everything's automatic.
I love the fact that that Petrie has kind of pulled himself out from where he was this time a year ago. He was a few weeks away from getting benched in a game against the Browns, you know.
Yeah.
And most of it has been Jalen embracing this role that he's in and playing in it really, really well. But credit to Miko Ryans and the coaching staff, too, for figuring out, okay, what's the best way to deploy this guy? Mm-hmm. And he's done a really good job in this role. And I think, if I had to guess, I mean, you hear that's the general manager that we just heard talking about with great gravitas, the energy that Petrie brings to the building there. I think Petrie's getting a contract after this season.
So Petrie gets a contract after this season, you think?
I do. It's okay. Similar to Nico. You know, they weren't first round picks, so there's not a fifth year option on them.
Yeah.
So I think similar to Nico Collins heading into the last year of a deal, he's a guy they want around for a while. I think he gets it after this season.
And I think too that with Petrie, he doesn't have that freakish level of athleticism that really gets safeties paid. But he's very intriguing to, I think there's a lot of people around the league. It's got, they just like Jalen Petrie and everything that Nick said.
Yeah.
And they can see that he can be used in a little bit more exotically. So it's above and beyond. I think they can end up getting a pretty good deal with him that he feels good about, that they feel good about. It's not going to feel like you're overpaying a safety or anything like that. The best place for him is right here, and I think the Texans are using him in a way that they couldn't expect out of some other guys.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, a lot like the Nico situation, you know, probably like more of a poor man's version. Like Nico is elite at his position and is probably underpaid now, you know, for what he is. But Nico on this team in particular, in this system, as the guy with C.J. Stroud, I think similar to, you know, Petrie, very specific. And Petrie's got that element, too, where he's from here. He's a hometown guy. I think that, you know, that may matter to him, you know, wanting to stay here and play in front of his family and things like that.
Yeah. Well, and Justin, you know, like Justin Reed's another guy that just built his way into, without being that top end freakish athleticism of like some of the guys, he's just flat out solid all over the place and ended up getting paid very well elsewhere. Petrie's got a different flair to him than Justin Reed.
Yeah.
And I think long term, he could really develop into something special.
Reed got $10 million a year from the Chiefs. I would do $10 million a year for Petrie on a contract extension. I would do that.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deal. Last night, Thursday Night Football, one of the more entertaining games. Jameis Winston, literally as we're talking about this on TV on Get Up, Jameis Winston shares insightful pregame and postgame commentary. That's what they're going through, and that's what we're about to do. Here was Jameis Winston last night prior to kickoff of the Browns' 24-19 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You have said you don't become a Brown until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm dependent on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio, at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
Huntington Bank is getting all their money's worth out of that one right there, man. You know, you go up there and play that. Huntington Bank vice president who made that decision is going to get up and play it in front of the next board meeting or something.
Oh, totally.
And some lady in the audience is going to be like, well, tell me about this Jameis Winston fellow.
Right.
Right from college up on upwards. I'd love to hear his story.
Seemed like a swell fellow. You know what? I'm going to go look at his Wikipedia page and see. Ooh, there was a time he wasn't all that swell. Okay.
Yeah. It's a good, it's a really good, it's a redemption story.
It is a redemption story.
Yeah,
yes.
Jameis had a very checkered past. Yep. And he's just, he's gotten his life on track and he's straight. It's interesting, on the YouTube comments, one of our commenters, who's she teaches Bible study. She's very religious, and she's like, I'll have questions at times about a verse that CJ cites or something like that.
Yeah.
And she'll tell me, even Abigail thinks that Winston's trying a little too hard with the religious
stuff.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. She said, over-religious for me, trying too hard.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, let's hear from Jameis after the game then. He didn't, at least in this clip, didn't lean on his faith in this clip, but I like that the very first group of people that he thanked were the people behind the scenes.
Well, I think it's just one play at a time, man. I'm so grateful for our equipment staff for providing us with hand warmers, providing us with our cleat scrapers, so we're able to go out there and do the best we can to make it seem as easy as it possibly is. But as you can see, the conditions did not define our result today.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You know what? Jameis and Will Anderson need a podcast together. That would be the most uplifting, energetic, happy podcast.
Yeah, but not like
everybody.
In a boring. Yeah, and it wouldn't be boring
at
I
all.
Think they would. I don't know if I. I think it would. There'd be a lot of moments when Jameis starts getting real free flowing and talking about guys born near water just play the game differently than guys who were born inland, all of that.
Yeah.
I could see Will just politely trying to keep up and follow like with wherever Jameis's brain is going. There'd be a lot of really good shots of Will looking politely confused.
Looking politely confused, but building to a moment where finally Will has just had enough of Jameis's nonsense.
Like, Jameis, no.
What are you talking about, guys near water? That was great. Cleat scrapers. Did not think I was going to hear the word cleat scrapers in the post-game press conference.
We talk about bringing an energy to the organization and everything. It's having somebody that's always just pointing out every little thing. You ever see the guy on the interwebs that he dresses in? He's English and he's wearing like a smoking jacket and he goes around like giving people compliments on the street.
No.
Oh, they're hilarious. Oh, like, and they're genuine compliments.
Oh, that's
funny. Like, you look like you're off to dinner. Tea with the queen, you are. Look at that. That's glorious.
How do people react?
That might be a little bit more Irish. But, yeah, that's what I could see Jameis being. Just walking around having a genuine compliment for everybody in the building.
Just a literal beacon of positivity everywhere he goes.
I'll send a video of that guy to Ben. It is. You watch it. The first time you watch it, you're like, okay, is this guy, he's actually messing with him? They're like, no, he's actually giving them really nice compliments.
Yeah, genuine.
Really nice, creative, and genuine compliments.
Did you like playing in the snow when you were in the league?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. Did not. I did not like it there. I did not like it. No, I didn't.
Really? Okay.
Because it's sloppy and you can't keep your footing.
Gotcha.
And it makes everything just way too random.
So
I was thinking about that last night.
It's
where,
not a temperature thing for you. It's a footing thing for
you. Yeah, and people ask like, okay, does it benefit the offense or the defense? And you can make arguments that it benefits the offense because the defense, but like, scoring goes way down when it's like that. I didn't like that you can't trust your footing depending on what the field is.
Yeah.
So like, we played up in Cincinnati one year. And it had rained the night before when it was still like 45 degrees. And then there was a hard freeze overnight.
So they
hadn't put a tarp over the field.
Well,
they
course.
Hadn't put a tarp over the field.
A tarp costs money. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
So then it snowed on top of the frozen layer of ice that it was left after the rain.
Okay.
And so it dropped below freezing and then it snowed. So it was like 4 inches of snow, then an inch layer of ice, and then underneath it, mud. Just mud.
Oh, my God.
So it was incredibly, it was awful. No. Ugh. Yeah, I did not like it.
That's horrible. Did you say you were with the Jags or the Texans?
That was when I was with the Jaguars, yeah. And poor Mike Hollis, our field goal kicker, missed a field goal at the end of the game, and Coughlin thought that he was the lowest scum on earth for missing it.
On that surface?
It was,
an ice rink?
It was, yeah. You're looking at him like, what do you expect from this guy?
Oh, my God. Text message, 5-Hour Energy Fan Line. Oh, God, give me a break. That's all the text says. I'm assuming it's about Jameis. It came in 2 minutes ago. So I'm assuming that's about Jameis.
Look, I'm not. I think if I were around it every day, I'd probably get sick of it. But in doses like this, if he's always sermonizing and always giving speeches like that, that would get old really fast.
It would.
I feel like he might be a guy that needs to be told at some point by lower management. Like, you know, sir, I think maybe we could do with fewer meetings. Some of the people are starting to wonder about having meetings every 45 minutes.
That's fair. I do think the one thing that's unique about Jameis's situation is the guy he's replacing, who came in with so much baggage. By all accounts, in Cleveland, has never really seemed to embrace the city nor the team. He's been injured. I'm talking about Deshaun Watson, obviously. He's been injured the whole time. When he's been on the field, he's played poorly. Repetitive press conferences, no energy. He has so little energy that Jameis was still doing the pregame hype speeches to the team when he was the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there's a... I mean, I heard a cut from Myles Garrett this morning. I listened into Cleveland for a few minutes this morning just to hear the reaction to the game. And man, listening to Miles talk about Jameis Winston, they really like him up there a lot. That's going to be an interesting scenario if they keep him around next year. Well, you know, if they do with him what they didn't do with Flacco, you know, which is they probably should have kept Joe Flacco, you know.
Right. Didn't. Yeah, but there was almost, the
can't offend
controversy.
The precious prince, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, Five Reasons I Hate You. We'll do it. Tennessee edition. Tennessee Titans edition of Five Reasons I Hate You. If you want to text in some to the 5 Hour Energy fan line, we'll read some of yours as well. We'll do that coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.